Hi guys, welcome back to Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We took a very long break after our last short series on weddings from the 19th century and the 1930s and 40s. We hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you haven't listened to it, go back to our podcast, scroll down, and it's our most recent podcast episode. In this new series, we're looking at proceedings from the Legislative Council of Lagos Colony and of Nigeria on the wider spectrum. And we're taking a look into activities that went on in this Legislative Council and the bills that were passed, proclamations, ordinances, and all that. And we're looking at proceedings from the earliest period to as much as up to independence. And not to waste too much of your time, today we're looking at the Legislative Council proceedings from the 15th of June 1888, which took place at the Legislative Council chamber at 3 p.m. Members present included His Excellency Governor Moloney, the Honorable Captain Denton, Colonial Secretary, the Honorable Mr. Justice Richard, Acting Judge, the Honorable Oliver Smith, the Queen's Advocate, the Honorable E.G. Woolhouse, Collector and Treasurer, the Honorable and Reverend James Johnson of the Church Missionary Society. The Honorable the Colonial Secretary took the usual oath, and the Honorable James Johnson was resworn, not having taken the oath since his return to the colony. The meetings of the last meeting of the Council of 26th April 1888 were read and confirmed. His Excellency, on rising, congratulated the Honorable Colonial Secretary on his arrival and joining the Council Board. The following papers were laid before the Council: supplementary estimates, the Right Honorable the Secretary of State's confirmation of leave of absence granted to the Honorable Oliver Smith, confirmation of Ordinance No. 1 of 1888, communication from Accra regarding leave of absence of Mr. Bartlett. And shortly after the receipt of the communication about his death, extension of the leave of absence granted to the Honorable the Queen's Advocate for 11 days without salary, allowance of pension to Prince Oyekan, agreed to by the Right Honorable the Secretary of State to as much as £200, but should the Prince refuse it, any further step on the matter should proceed from himself. His Excellency the Governor stated that he had this morning received a memorial in favor of the Prince, which will go on the usual course. The Governor said that he took the feeling of the Council with regard to Mrs. Hamelberg in allowing a passage to Sierra Leone for herself and children. The Right Honorable the Secretary of State approved of the gratuity granted to Mr. Tablet of £15 for extraordinary wear and tear at Cotonou in lieu of travelling allowances. The arrival of Mr. J.W. Lee as keeper of prison with a salary of £200 and quarters was noted. Wrecked passengers to be forwarded to their destination. The bill, which was read a second time, is to be cited as, in quote, Passengers Ordinance of 1888. The Council here went into committee upon the clauses of the bill, in which state it remained until the next sitting. Sanitary bill forwarded to the Secretary of State. Bill to regulate the registration of birth and death. His Honor, the acting judge to whom the Council is indebted for the drafting, had the bill put into his hands, on which he expatiated somewhat. The object of the bill is to provide for penalties which are absent to the ordinance. The Council in chamber went into the clauses of the bill. Circular dispatch received from the Secretary of State on the subject of marks on merchandise, requesting uniformity of legislation. A bill to enforce the marking of merchandise will be brought forward next sitting. A bill to legalize the excess of the expenditure of the year 1887 passed through the first reading. A draft order to be added to the Towns Police and Public Health Act was read, considered, and passed. This order to come into operation on the 1st of July 1888, and the Council adjourned sine die. Another council meeting was held on the 25th of June 1888 at the council chambers at 3 p.m. And members present included His Excellency the Governor, the Honorable the Colonial Secretary, His Honor the Acting Judge, the Honorable the Collector and Treasurer, the Honorable and Reverend James Johnson, the Honorable Charles Joseph George. The minutes of council of 15th of June 1888 were read and confirmed. The Supplementary Supply Bill was read a second time. The council then went into committee into the clauses of the bill. The Honorable and Reverend James Johnson criticized the considerable excess over the estimated vote for the building of the sanatorium and the cost of Banner House, respectively. The estimate for sanatorium, £200, cost real £700, excess £500. His Excellency the Governor gave a most explanation. Regarding the cost of Banner House, the Honorable Member said that he was informed that the buildings were offered to a gentleman by Mr. Banner for £6,000, which the colonial government bought for £8,000. His Excellency the Governor said that it was optional for the Honorable Member to make a motion on the subject, supported by facts, that the figures for the premises were telegraphed, which may have been laid before council. The matter of purchase was between the Colonial Office and Mr. Banner. Mr. Banner refused £6,000, which was offered by telegram from Lagos. In quote, telegram from London, 28th January 1887, Banner Bros as brothers offer their buildings and pair for £8,000. Answer from Lagos, 29th January 1887. Telegraph Company's offer of £7,000 refused, £8,000, not too high price. Quote, close. His Excellency, the Governor, promised to lay all the correspondence on the subject before council next sitting. Answering the question from the Governor, the Honorable Mr. Charles Joseph George did not remember papers relating to the purchase being laid before the council, nor the telegram either. The wrecked passengers' bill was taken clause by clause in committee, as amended by the Honorable the Queen's Advocate, after which the council resumed its sitting and the bill was passed. The stamp duty bill next engaged the careful attention of the council. The Honorable the Acting Judge explained the nature of the bill and pointed out the benefits to accrue to the colony thereby. The bill to be cited as the Stamp Ordinance of 1888. The council went into committee on the lengthy clauses of the bill and remained so. Amendment of the draft order to be added to the Towns, Police and Public Health Act. The draft order to come into operation on and after the 1st of August 1888 instead of the 1st of July 1888. His Excellency the Governor informed the council that the bill for regulating the registration of birth and death was going through amendment and that the Merchandise Marks Bill was in course of printing in readiness for the next sitting. His Excellency afterwards thanked the Honorable Members and adjourned the council since there. And guys, that's it from one of the earliest recorded proceedings of the Legislative Council, which happened at the Legislative Chambers in Lagos. We'll see you guys when next to see you. Don't forget to share our podcast to family and friends. And also, if you're not following us on Instagram, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, we advise you go through the rest of our episodes. Very interesting, very enlightening. And you'll learn one or two things. Don't forget, we're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, THEFACADENIGERIE. And on Twitter, we're at capital letter F, small letters ACADE, capital letter N, small letters IGERIE. We'll see you guys when next we see you. Cheers.